say a word about Rosh Chodesh Adar, and make it fit into everything that we're saying. But the big tzaddik once said that Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha historically doesn't work because Mishanichnas Adar, that's when we had all the tzaras, Mishanichnas Adar. That's when there was the Gzeira of Haman. That's when we were all destined to die. So really it would make more sense if we're celebrating historical, we should be celebrating Mishiyatza Adar Marbin Besimcha. When Adar left, we were Bamish Besimcha. We had a Yeshua, we had a Purim, we had, why Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha? So one of the great tzaddikim said that it's not that we had simcha because we were matzliach. We were matzliach because we had simcha. Meaning, and there's the whole nefesh achayim in a sentence. Because what we're doing in this world is gairim, the uproar and the hashpa and the energy. Doctor. In the higher worlds, and when everything is good on the higher worlds, everything works out well on the lower world side. What I'm trying to bring out with this is that we need to understand, and I made a shtickle neder that we're going to learn inside, so I want to learn inside. But we need to understand that there's a milmala lamata and a lamata milmala. That's the sugya today. Milmala lamata, lamata, lamala. What does it mean? That it means a lot of things, and it works in a lot of areas. But simply put, machshava dibur umaisa, that's the most external trifecta in this whole chart. Machshava dibur umaisa. So sometimes you start something with machshava, you work it into dibur, and then it goes. Then you do something, right? So you think about it, then you talk the talk, and then you walk the walk. Sometimes things go milmata lamala. You do the maisa, and then comes dibur, and then comes machshava. We need to understand that more. It doesn't seem intelligent, but that's also mahalach. And the same thing is true with nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Sometimes you start with nefesh, neshama. Sometimes you're in the neshama, you work your way down to nefesh. I have to just pause to tell you how much I appreciate that you indulge me in these esoteric things, which don't seem to make any difference at all. but it does. It does. You know, this is under the hood. It's the mechanics of this changes everything. It changes our tefillah. It changes our tshuva. It changes our simcha. It changes everything. But, you know, sometimes, like you take the example of Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, that's milamata lamala, meaning that what we've done is we've created an energy of simcha where there shouldn't be any simcha. Doesn't make any sense. We're mamash under the gun, and it's the simcha itself evaporates. It's like a rainmaker. You know, the simcha itself evaporates into a simcha in shemayim, which comes out as a gzeira tova al klal Yisrael. Yeah.
So
where it doesn't say la yehudim hoysa ayir of a simcha. Right. It's our celebration. Yeah.
That was after Mordechai was in Lagush Sak.
So, no, that was before Mordechai and Levush Sak. Right. But celebrate it. The story itself. I believe so.
Somehow said this is Hashem's era and we are Mesameh.
I don't believe you can do tshuva, which they did, without being Besimcha.
The tshuva was after the...
No, tshuva, summa, tzomu alai.
But it was, once again, that the tshuva seems tzom and...
Yeah, not a stira to simcha at all.
We're doing tshuva, we're
not Purim, yeah. But this is the...
said in the camp, some simchas Torah, and they were dancing as they thought they were going to be gassed, and then the Nazi got mad and pulled them out. So there, they were mesameach, but do we see in the...
I think that they all became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that was Garim, a very, very deep simcha. So,
grabber from the bottom, but the dreidel from the top.
Very nice. Nice. Well said. Yeah. Yeah. People say. Yeah. Right. But this is not only Yathnachon, but the, as they say, but this is not only about Isarusa de Lasata and Isarusa de Leila, it's about our Avoida. So the Avoida sometimes starts, like in Tefillah, it starts with where we stand, how we stand, and works itself up all the way to the Neshama. Tshuva is confusing, but let's say for our purposes at this moment, that Tshuva starts with a Hirhur Tshuva. With a Hirhur Tshuva, and it works its way down till we become a changed person. I don't think it's all that simple, but that's to L'Sabar Sa'oizen, let's understand it. So he says here as follows. Let's do the Haggah. And I want to share with you an insight before we go into this. But the Haggah says that by understanding Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, that there's three parts, and by understanding that there needs to be a Hiskashris between Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, this is the way you can be misak in your life. Rabbi say, what we want to do is be misak in our life. Let's say you messed up. You did some kind of an avera. You've thought wrong. You've said wrong. You've done wrong. Chas v'shalom. V'goram chas v'shalom ayideyim l'rachik l'hafrid hiyiskasher shebineyim. And because of that, I've made a disconnect between my nefesh and my ruach, or my ruach and my neshama. Moshe Kasavti Le'el, B'shar Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, where he speaks at length on tshuva. You suknu lachzer v'liskasher kol echad b'chaver yosha'olav kivatchila. It is possible to be reconnect everything. Shizehu shayrish ikir inina tshuva, and that's what tshuva is. Okay, what did he say? Let's just say it in our own words. What is tshuva? Tshuva is the opposite of chet. I have my nefesh, my ruach, neshama. They're all supposed to work together. What does it mean that they work together in our language? What does that mean? It means that I'm connected in the fact that I'm not just a monkey saying words or doing things. No, or my nefesh is connected to my ruach. My ruach is connected by neshama. I'm wholesome in my approach to things. And if I am wholesome in my approach to things, so then, in other words, then everything I'm doing is going to be the right thing to do. What happens if my nefesh is disconnected? Then I have taiva. I'm just doing whatever baliyadi, whatever comes my way. They say, well, that's not good for you. You know, it's not good for your neshama. I'm disconnected from my neshama. There's a lot of disconnected people. Doesn't mean that the neshama is there, but disconnected. But the idea is nefesh, ruach, neshama. Every time a person does a chet, you've made a disconnect between your nefesh, your ruach, and your neshama. Lashon hara is a bigger chet in a way than eating treif, because eating treif is a chet in your nefesh. Talking lashon hara is a chet in your ruach. So whereas one disconnects the nefesh from the ruach, lashon hara disconnects the ruach from the neshama. Sad kedei kach, the mekubalim say, when you're speaking lashon hara, when you're speaking lashon hara, so you're being energized by the sitra achra. It's not even being energized from a regular source, the source of kedusha. He's got to get his energy from somewhere. He gets it from somewhere else. So the one Indian is the Indian of tshuva. He says is where I'm reconnecting these three pieces. It's important to understand the mechanics like on a chart, but it's also important to understand it within us. So I'm going to leave the within us to you a little bit. We have our nefesh, we have our ruach, we have our neshama. They get disconnected as we do things wrong. And you know, when you do something wrong, it gets only worse and worse, because when you do something wrong, so then cognitive dissonance sets in. Do you know what dissonance is, like in the symphony? So dissonance is where the one nudnik starts playing on the wrong key, and then the whole orchestra, all the pieces of the orchestra, they all play everything in the wrong key. That's dissonance. So the whole thing is wrong. But you can play the whole thing wrong. So cognitive dissonance is when I do something wrong. It's not just rationalization. But it's when I do something wrong, or I think something wrong, in order to, or when I, let's say I do something wrong, so my thinking, now I've just disconnected dissonance. I've just disconnected my maisa from my machshava, right? So what happens? The machshava plays along. That's a psychological reality. My machshava plays along, and you see people that will talk. You could sit next to somebody or talk to somebody, and they'll tell you about how good it is to kill people. They'll tell you how good it is to steal from people, how that's correct to do. Very, very smart people. It's a disconnect, meaning that their nefesh did something wrong, and the tail is wagging the dog. That's what's going on there. So the nefesh, in that case. So how do you do tshuva? Tshuva is somehow alignment between the neshama and the ruach and the nefesh. It's not the season for tshuva, which is good. So there's no rush. We don't have the holiday rush right now. We have time, but the idea is alignment. Like, you know, alignment. Nefesh, ruach, man, shema. You have to ask yourself, am I aligned? That's tshuva.
To be leaving the shema to the picture. I mean, the disconnection when you do it.
The neshama is a chelak elikai mimal. That's our connection with Hashem, and the neshama connects to us via ruach. And the ruach connects to us.
The ultimate disconnection is from...
Yeah. Well, if you disconnect from your neshama, then after neshama, there's chaya, there's yechida, places where we don't know. But I actually want to speak about this for a second. I just want to get the yesod clear. The idea is to connect. So if the idea is to be connected, what happens when we do a chet, says Nefesh HaChaim, is we've disconnected something. So now we need to do some type of a chiropractic fix and get everything back aligned again. It's, by the way, the Arizal, when he speaks about the, he tries to explain the kav ha'or, he talks about the spine, the spine, and he talks about the igulim, he speaks about the ribs.
Alignment.
Yeah, so it's all like this alignment, but imagine, like, you know, you meet a lot of people like this, that their mouth is totally not disconnected, not connected to their brain. Yeah, you ever mentioned that? you find people like that, but most people... Their mouth is not connected to their body, meaning like they say they're going to do something, or they say they're committed to something, but they don't do it. Tachlis, they don't do it. So the idea is this should all be aligned. So tshuva is a realignment of the thing, of the two inyanim. I just want to add here one very important point that occurs to me, that starting from the top. Neshama, ruach, nefesh. We talk about alignment, but it's really something much deeper and much more relevant than that. And that is this, that there is, let's introduce a new term here. Gilui. A person has machshava in their mind. Nobody knows that machshava. I could look at everybody here, and you could look at me. Nobody knows really what our machshava is. Chazal have blat and blat about chazaka, adam, this and adam that. Try to figure out what a person's machshava is. Who knows what a person's machshava is? I don't know if we know ourselves what our machshava is. Atem chashavtem alai l'ra, Hashem asu l'tov. Machshav is a very, very deep thing. Dibur is something for everybody to see and hear. Right? So what's going on there? What's going on is that Dibur is a gilui of machshava. And Maisa is a gilui of Dibur. A gilui if my Dibur had integrity. And the reason why this is important is because I, and I'm guessing you, can understand in this whole alignment the importance of machshava. But we can understand the importance of what we do. What's the big deal about what we say? Except for that it happens to be the connector between machshava and maisa. The same thing, ruach neshama. We all understand nefesh, that's who we are. We all understand we have a neshama. And we sing together, we say, let's have some ruach. But what's ruach? What's ruchnius? What's ruchnius? What is that? We don't talk about neshamius or nafshius. We talk about ruchnius. What is ruchnius? Ruchnius is not just the connector between the nefesh and the neshama, and it's not just deeper or breathing, you know, which we all go to that Targum Unclus, Vayipach Ba'apov, Nishmas Chaim, that it's about the breathing, about the air, about the words. It's much more than that. The Ruach, however it manifests, whether it's in Dibur, is a beginning of the Hiskalus of the Machshava. Yes? You understand this? Meaning, Hashem had a Machshava kivyachol. I'm going to make a world. B'machshava tchila. B'machshava tchila. How did the world come from Hashem's Machshava? Ba'asar ma'maris nivraho elam. Dibur. Vayomer, 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 vayomer. The dibur, this helps me understand why dibur is not a davar min atzad, but it's the atzmius of the process, because dibur is the first hiskalus, and by the way, every hiskalus is not a complete representation of the step before it. Meaning, there's a world. Is this the complete machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Leis machshava tvisaveh. Who understands what the complete machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? We get a glimpse, maybe. A glimpse, the tip. We understand. What's nogeya l'didon? Ba'ala, 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 reisha d'lekaim, who knows what all that's about. So you get a little bit of the machshava. I can see your machshava here, Hashem, because what? Asar ba'maris nivra ha'ilam. Who knows what I'm thinking? You can hear a little bit what I'm saying. Who knows what I'm thinking, if I'm thinking at all? You can't. But then again, you. So we're talking about a hiskalus, but the dibur is not a complete giloy. Nachon, I'm a megala das, but is that a complete it's not a complete giloy of who I am until I actually do something with it? Because I can make speeches from today till tomorrow, but if you don't do it, if it doesn't come lemaisa, then there's something stuck. There's something just completely retarded about the system here. And you're not getting from the machshava to the dibur down to the lemaisa. I don't want to say anything bad, but a lot of people are stuck right here. A lot of people are stuck right here. I think that people that are learning and learning and learning, which is the greatest thing in the world, and they can't... bring it lemaisa, even so far as opening a Mishnah Berurah, let alone, you know, helping the next generation learn Torah. Stuck. Something stuck. I think that just in every strategy, every time, you know, we have an idea and we talk about the idea, but that we can't execute the idea. What's wrong with us? Why can't? So this is the short, you know, the disconnect. So it's the disconnect in the complete gilui into this world. So let me just say this. The whole world is about gilui. Because if you look at the Kabbalistic system, you have, how many spheres are there? Quick test.
7 or 10. 10.
Can't say two answers. That's not the right answer.
7 or 10.
7 or 10, whatever you want.
Okay. Or 11.
Or 11, maybe. Let's be safe. Right, 7 or 10. You know, you have the 7 days of the week and the 10 days of tshuva. What's the difference between the 7 days of the week and the 10 days of tshuva? The 7 days of the week represent every day, represents the outer spheres, the external spheres, the spheres migulai, migula, migulim. They're revealed. On top of the seven spheres, which is things that we know, we see chesed, everyone sees chesed, Hashem's chesed, our chesed, it's revealed. Avraham Avinu is chesed. Gevurah, everybody sees Gevurah, heroism. Tzimtzum, din, we see it. Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, Malchus, Yisoid, Yosef was Midas HaYisod, we see how it hits the ground. These are things you can see. If you have an eye, you can see them. What you're not going to see is the keser, the three above. But the Keser is everything, because what all the seven spheres are is a gilui of the Shalosh Roshim, and that's why they're called Meichen. Did I just lose everybody? Is he okay? Yeah, okay. So there's three spheres lamalo which are completely hidden. Hanistarois l'Hashem Elokeinu. We don't know what they are. You're not even allowed to think about it because you're only going to come up with shtus. Zanistaris la Hashem Elokeinu va'aniglois lanu levaneinu ad olam chesed gur tiferes netzach hod yisrael malchus. So therefore, when we say our praise, we say l'cha Hashem hagadula va'agavura va'tiferes va'netzach va'hod. When we put the take the Sefer Torah, we say l'cha Hashem hagadula. We only talk about seven spheres. Because seven spheres is, we're talking about what we're able to articulate. But there are three spheres, ladach, that there are three spheres, which is keser, chachma, and bina. These are called the moichin, or the Balatani phrases the same thing in a different way, and he calls it chachma, bina, vadas, which is the underside of keser, same thing. It's the same thing. But it's just...
Ramosh Wilson says that this is connected to the Sheva Olamim that we conquer and the three that...
Gam, everything. But let's make it easy, 7 days of the week, 10 days of tshuva. You see what happens with tshuva? Is 7, 10 days of tshuva that it's starting, Rosh Hashanah, it's starting with the complete hisgalus. You're starting to do something which is climbing a ladder until Yom Kippur, which is climbing a ladder which we become mamish bashamayim. It's not that on like on Shabbos, you know, you're not allowed to work. On Yom Kippur, you can't. We're malachim. It's not an Indian of oneg, which is gashmi. It's an Indian of I can't eat. I'm a malach. It's a different level. The Aser Yisrael Mitzvah is taking us to a completely different level. Save Marechet, different level. The Maral says this in his own words. But I'm saying, what about my kesher lepo? The kesher is that we're talking about gilui. It's all about gilui, yeah? It's all about taking what's up there in the moichin and being miskala. What's in the neshama and neshama, ruach, nefesh, machshava, dibur, maisa. It's all about gilui. So when we talk about dibur, which is troubling, what does dibur man dochar shmei? What does dibur have to do with anything? So I'm talking amalvus amentret. What does talking have to do with it? And the answer is the talking is the first iskalos. Ha'olam nivra ba'isiyos. That's the first thing that happened is articulation of a thought, whether it's Hashem's thought or our thought or a sphera. It's all about articulation. So. What's happening when we do a chet? This is what he's talking about over here. What's happening when we do a chet is somewhere there's a disconnect between the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. And you actually, to do tshuva properly, you actually have to find it. Where is the disconnect? You have one person who's got a philosophical problem. Another one who's made commitments that he, in the wrong direction, like a marano, you know. And another one is a person who just has a lot of taiva. So there's all kinds of possibilities of where the chet is, and like if somebody would be a real tshuva coach, and I've just invented a new business for you, you could be a real tshuva coach. So you can pinpoint where the disconnect is, just like one has to do with psychological illnesses. You have to pinpoint where is the problem. Is the problem in the nefesh, in the ruach, in the neshama, in the machshava, in the dibur, in the maisa? What's going on over here? Maisa is just a bad habit. So, it's Yisgalos. What happened there when Adam Arishan did his chet? What makara? what was it? What happened? Nechmad lemare v'tavo hulinayim. They were disconnected. The nefesh ad kedei kach that Hashem says ayeka. You know, where the heck did you go? Right, you were connected. Why'd you disconnect? And the whole world, the whole history of the world, is to try to reconnect. In that sense, to try to reconnect the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and on an individual basis, and all. So says the nefesh achayim a little bit further. V'zehu inyan ha'kosev hashmin lev ha'amazev ha'oznev ha'koved ve'enov ha'sha pen yira yisha. Pen yira be'enov ha'oznev yisham ha'lovava yavin v'shav ha'rapelai. The what? Let's look at the order of the pasuk here. Hashmin, Yishayahu says hashmin lev ha'amazev. Starts with the lev. Ve'oznev ha'koved ve'enov ha'sha. Pen yira be'enov ha'oznev yisham ha'lovavai. And then he goes the other way around, Yavin Vishav Virape Loi. Don't worry about it, I'm going to explain it. Shibasefi the cross, Sidur Hafuch Misidur Duresha. You see the Pasuk in Yeshaya goes back and forth over here. Vaznayim Ki halev hu b'chinas ha-machshava. Things start with the lev. V'haznayim, how did ears get into this? Heim kli shmias ha-dibur. Ears are for talking. V'einayim heim kli ariya. And anayim is what you see. You see, if somebody makes the totally heretical statement of seeing is believing, so it means to say they're totally stuck in the world of Maisa, in the world of Nefesh. Because seeing is not believing at all. Seeing is seeing. You don't need to believe if you see it. That's already scientific. I can see it under a microscope. That's not believing. Believing is when I've gone deeper. That's where believing, emunah, comes in the lave. Ubechete ha'odam. When a person does a chet, heima mistalkim mimenu ma'at ma'at kiseder. Shema'es. Now here's the seder of chet. You want to know how to do a chet? Here's the instruction. Shema'es sho'ila al rayoin ha'odam levad. Mitzad ha'nefesh. La'asei shum chet. This is an interesting place. Where is the rayon? I get this idea. I want to do a chet. You know, like, you just get this idea. The heck with it. I'm going to do a chet. It doesn't always work out for people. You want to do a chet, it doesn't work out. But me'ei sho'ilal rayin adam levad. Mitzad ha'nefesh, lasa shum chet. Oz, so what happens at that moment? Mistalekes b'chinas ha'neshama tekev. All of a sudden, you've just with this thought, you've just made a detachment. Plump, the circuit breaks. You've made a detachment between your nefesh now and your neshama. But if you actually go ahead and start going towards the chet, you've lost another level of connection. Or it becomes pagum. B'shleimus k'roi. B'im chas v'shalom, here b'bo ha'isif lachto yoyser. Let's say you go all the way, and you did the chet. You know, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Oz gam b'chinas nafshoi nifgemes o nichris chas v'shalom l'gamri, me'his kashus b'chinas ruach. Everything gets all messed up now. Meaning, there is a metzias, that's kares. That's kares, karesi, karesi, and you've so completely detached yourself from your neshama. You with me? So meaning the neshama is going with one tune, and here in the nefesh, you're articulating it completely wrong. The hisgalus has gone wrong. So if that's what avera is, what is tshuva? What is tshuva? Kishu chayzer b'tshuva, and that's why I spoke about mimato lemala. Tshuva is mimato lemala. Hipoch miseder histalkusam tchila. Get it? When I, how does the connection get lost, and how do you get it back? It's reversed. Let's make sure we understand this. Tchila hu masig lebchinas hanefesh. When I do tshuva, so first, I work out my nefesh. I don't like what I'm doing. That's the nefesh. I don't like what I'm doing. I need to do what? I need to learn more. I need to connect more. I need to daven more. I don't like what I'm doing. So when you make that, try to change that habit, so you shira love haruach, so you work your way up.
It's vidui.
I'm not sure. V'acher kach boyim, maybe. V'acher kach boyim v'choyfevim aleim nitzutzei or ha'neshama. Is mimata lemalo. The opposite of what I said. Oh. Thank you for noticing. V'az miskashrim kol echad b'chaveroi karoi uvezemavur akas afreik t'nefesh achayim. He's asking Akasha, is Haber completely off? No. Shibashar Aleph Parachov Nizbar, because if you go back to Shar Aleph, Shim Pogam Ohikris Chasusholom Bechinas Navshe, Vahirid Kol Tesvir Isel Bimetzula Zara, Al Yedei Chuvasai Humatzil Umamshik Kedusha Var Elyon Mila Eila. By doing tshuva, I'm starting from the top. Al bechinas nishmasai tchila. Umimena nimshach haruchai. V'az haruach mavik miziv ha'ar ha'gadol. Nishma lov gam ala nefesh. That's the kasha.
Starts
in the machshava. So where does tshuva begin and where does it end? What difference does it make? It makes a big difference. How do we do it? That's what the difference is. What is tshuva? By the way, tshuva, I mean, I was joking before, but you don't have to wait till Azar Zimai tshuva. You're allowed to do tshuva every day. But wherever you feel disconnected. But v'chein al derech zek hasher nifgam haruach chas v'shalom. You start from the top. You start from the top until you get to the right place where your disconnect is. In between nefesh, ruach, and neshama, there are partsufim. And the moichin, which is from up on top, reach these places and saturate the places going downwards. Hainu. That what this is saying is that in order to pick up your nefesh, so is tshuva milmala lamata, or is tshuva lamata lamala? So let me tell you out loud the answer and how important this is. The answer is, you hear the kasha? Everybody hears the kasha? Do you start, simple, I start doing tshuva by clapping? I feel bad about what I do. So you know what? Rishayim Malayim Charata. Rishayim. Bereshiyaskinam. Rishayim Malayim Charata. They have bad. They feel bad all day about what they did. No. I really should not have killed the guy. But then the next day he goes and kills somebody else. So where does it start? Does it start by just stop killing people? Which is sort of the system, I believe, of rehabilitation in the international jail system. Like, first let's start the Maisa. Or does it start with a hirhur milamala, which is coming, is it my neshama that's calling out to me and say, yeah, mensch, I created you for a reason. Why are you doing these crazy things here? Why are you hurting people? So where does it start? And the answer is, it's two dinim. They're both MS. They're both MS, and one without the other doesn't work, because it's like this. Anybody who's about tshuva knows this, that the first start is some type of, and here we'll use Isarusa de Le'ela. The first pshat in tshuva, the first thing that has to happen in tshuva is milmala lamata. Milmala lamata is I have my neshama for some reason, which is even unknown to me. Maybe it's chusavos, maybe it's... says, you know what, I want to do tshuva. Anybody who became a Baal tshuva, it's almost a miracle. I mean, mechatesa. Why does somebody become a Baal tshuva? The answer is neshama. Why would somebody, today we talk more about, people going off the derech than we people getting on the derech. But that's natural. That makes sense to me. I have no question at all why people go off the derech. Pshita. It's a little taiva. You don't need to be, you don't have to come into, child abuse and bad school. It's pshita, the child is the other way around. Why do people get on the derech? What is I don't know any other reason, but derech klal, I mean, maybe there's exceptions to this. I don't know any other reason except for somebody's neshama milamala is somehow calling out to him and leading him and pushing him until it gets right to all the way down to my nefesh. That's what's happening. Now, din two, tshuva B. Tshuva B, I'm now a blank canvas. That's my slicha, that's my mechila. Okay, my neshama talked to me and it's come right down to, okay, now let me do something. But you haven't done anything. At most, you're a tinuk shenoylad. At most. So now you have to rebuild. And rebuilding is milamata lamala. Tshuva A, I believe, can take place within 3 seconds. Tshuva B takes a lifetime. Says Rabbi, 4 times in the Chazal. Rabbi Hayaboyche, whenever he saw Yesh Koina Ilamai Besha Achas, whoop, Yesh Koina Ilamai Bekamashanim. I heard once Rav Huttner say, I heard with my ears, Rav Huttner said, Rabbi Yudha Nasi, Hatoch Kemul Nish Gevaint. He never cried, except for when he saw this phenomenon of somebody doing tshuva b'sha achas. He didn't cry when he saw somebody doing tshuva b'kama yom shonim. What does it mean? It means to say that in 1 second, a person can get in touch with their neshama. Milmala lamata. And here I am. And let's say at that moment I die. Meis b'tshuvase. Like all the cases of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, Kitiyah bar Sholom, all the cases of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Shas. Rabbi Hayabaycha, why was he crying from emotion? No, he was crying because, whoa, what a chaval. Because here you have Milmala Lamata, the whole thing happened, the person's ready to do tshuva, then he dies. He dies, he could have built himself up. Chaval, he didn't have. Now he didn't take that and rebuild. See, like mitzad echad adam arishin to tshuva. Spent 130 years doing tshuva. Mitzad sheni, we're still doing tshuva for the chetav. Because he did tshuva A, but he didn't do tshuva B. The asar aruge malchus, or the achi Yosef, did an avera. No way getting around it. And they felt bad about it. And they said so to Yosef. We feel bad about it. We did bad. But did we change? We're still changing. So one is a second, and the other is the rebuild. The Rambam, I want to point you on Sunday, points out these two dinim, that nobody knows these two dinim. This is not a brisker two dinim. This is something else. This is that there is tshuva A and there's tshuva B. Tshuva A, and this is what the Nefesh HaChaim here is, Mechadesh Chiddush Nifla. Tshuva A is Milmala Lamata, starts with the Neshama, it goes to the Ruach, and it goes to the nefesh, it becomes part of my ma'isim. From the point that Hashem connects with my neshama is connected with Hashem, and says, straighten out your way. Shuvu vanim shoivavim, right? Omar Hashem. So from that point to getting on to putting on tefillin, it's a tshuva. People talk about this, Bali tshuva always talk about, while I was doing tshuva, during my tshuva, people talk about it. What they're talking about is, by the way, that's not, over there you don't get, I don't think, I'm guessing here, but I don't think you get that all your averes become mitzvahs. That's where you get a blank canvas. Now, spent the rest of my life is tshuva B. The Rambam has 2 halachas about this, which I want to learn with you, or just over time. The tshuva Aleph and the tshuva Beis. So this is what the Nefesh HaChaim is pointing out, this tshuva which can go milmala limata, and tshuva goes milmata limala, and both of them accomplishing the same thing, which is the ultimate hiskashrus between the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the ois, the nekudos, and the tagim, and the tamim, the machshava, the dibur, and the maisa. Everything has to be aligned. If it's all aligned, then we have tshuva gemura, as the Rambam calls it. Okay, I thank you.